Yes, welcome. This is Dr. Ed Elkott, and welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the space coast of Florida. I'm here with Gloria Grover.
And we want to just jump in because we know that some people may think we're overstaying our welcome. I know that we did earlier in the week host, or at least was it last week?
I don't, we do have Bill. I'm sorry, Mr. Dickman, it's Bill or Bell?
It's Bud Dickman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was, someone had said to me, it's Bill Dickman.
No, sir.
We have with us Mr. Bill, with Bud Dickman. Yes, Gloria?
You can get it right, Ed.
I'm going to get it right. You know, it's interesting. I am a man of peace. I'm a man of progressive thought. I'm a man of the spiritual way. But yes, I can be pushed too far.
Ed, now come on.
That's why we're bringing on the religious sacrament tonight of the Twisted Tea.
All right. Let me just, Ed's talking about the Twisted Tea as the new religious sacrament of Elkott, the next step. It's been a very difficult 7 days, I would say. We have brought ourselves here to the space coast of Florida, Elkott, the next step. We tried to organize a lecternal, and for some reason people just laughed and kept on walking.
Well, you're out here on the sidewalk giving out, you know, flyers.
Yes, we were.
It's Bud, Ed, not Bill.
I'm sorry. Yes, we were, Bud. We were giving out flyers and saying, would you like to come to our lecternal? And people looked at us as if, in Elkott the Next Step, we say that sometimes people will look at you as if you need one more injection, and then maybe, you'll be released from the ward.
Yeah.
And that's how we were looked at today out on the main thoroughfare. What is it called again? It's 111A or?
A1A.
As we said, come one, come all. We're having a lecternal of Elkott the Next Step where ego is shredded, where the life is elevated, premutated, lowered, siphoned, suctioned, and then mind wiped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And join us in the religious sacrament of the Twisted Tea. Now, I know this is new.
Let's not hit it too hard. You know, we're hitting the ball a long way here. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you, Gloria. Never mind, folks. We simply say that the Twisted Tea is our religious sacrament.
Yes, and I'm having a can, and so is I shouldn't say a can.
Well, it's unfortunate that our religious sacrament comes in a can and a six-pack. Shit.
Did you want me to do something with it, Mr.
Who?
I'm sorry, Mr. What is your name?
Elkott, what a...
This is Elkott, the next step. We'll be right back.
Elkott, the next step on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's coming right back.
I know many of you are thinking the things that I'm thinking right now, and they are, how do I make it a more plush, livable life? How do I get the most out of life? We feel it's with Elkott the Next Step. Come to one of our lecternals, listen, sit, and soak it in. We have a lecternal once a week in Ventura, California, Big Sur, California, Wampaw, and our Redeemery in Kauai, Hawaii. We are thinking of opening a Redeemery here on the space coast of Florida. Wouldn't that be a lot of fun? I bet you'd have good times with that. But we haven't yet, and I'll tell you why. Let me be frank.
Money.
Yes, it's money. We need money. We need a lot of money. Now, I was out here on the highway. I was passing out flyers saying, would you like to come to our lecternal? And I had people figuratively looking at me like I was a fire hydrant, you know.
Well, Laurie.
No, I had people staring at me as if they were German shepherds and I was a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
I think you just belched.
I did.
Join Elkott the Next Step for our next lecternal this weekend. Excuse me.
Jesus H.
This is Elkott the Next Step, and we're filling in here on the Phil Hendry Show because we feel we needed to bring ourselves to a place of levitation and levelment. We needed to bring ourselves to a place of truth. Whence we discovered that the Twisted Tea...
Oh.
That the Twisted Tea...
Oh, will you people knock it off with the Twisted Tea already? I've been sitting here in the kitchen listening to this.
How dare you? Are you General Shaw?
Yes. You're talking about the Twisted Tea.
The Twisted Tea is life, okay?
Yeah, General, just back it up.
Sorry.
The Twisted Tea is everything, General. Twisted Tea. Look at it right here, see? The original. Hard iced tea. Yeah, I'll bet it's hard.
Jesus.
What are you laughing about, Ed?
Well, when you said, I'll bet it's hard, you looked at me and you kind of looked me up and down and then rolled your eyes like, boy, how'd I get stuck with you?
Oh, come on. Maybe that's what I was thinking, but I'm not feeling that.
The Twisted Tea is made by Biff Wonderman. I don't know who makes it. Who gives a shit? We'd like to bring on our very first guest now, Ms. Bobby Dooley from Western Estates, California.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bobby, I'm Gloria Grover. I think we've met.
Yes, we have.
Bobby, I understand that you are now with the Mermaid.
Yes, we believed, and I have come to a place of unification with the Mermaid. Myself, Karen Buckington, Bucky Buckington, which is her sister, and her mother, Buckerton Buckington. All four of us are now a part of our local Mermaid outpost, what is called the Aquatic.
Now, these are all relatives, the people that...
Well, this is our Western Estates representation for Mermaid.
Now, Mermaid this is an outpost of mermaids.
That's right, yes.
Okay. And you believe that you're mermaids?
Well, I think they do.
I'm sorry, I missed. So you are mermaids?
Yes, of course. You see, when we do the binding, we get into a mermaid suit, yes. And we put our feet together and we swim just, you know, with our feet together. It's hard to do.
Well, do you believe you have just a fin instead of two legs?
Yes, I do believe I have a fin, but I know I see the two legs. It's tough to explain.
You can't really explain it. You see the legs and yet you ignore the leg.
Well, you just said leg.
Yes, because the two legs become one leg.
If we're doing it right, our two legs become the one leg. And then but we still see a leg.
You don't see a fin.
No.
God damn, are you weird.
What did you say to me?
I said you're weird, you know.
Would you like a Twisted Tea?
No, I would not.
Okay, but I have one.
My God, Ed, you're drunk.
Well, bye.
Let's take a commercial break. I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, fuck it.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass is available at less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for a year subscription. Get thousands of hours of the great award-winning Radio Hall of Fame show, The World-Famous Phil Hendry Show, at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Welcome back here. This is Dr. Ed Elcott.
And I'm Gloria Grover.
And we are, really, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to reassert the assertiveness of Elcott the Next Step by bringing on board our elevated religious sacrament, which is the Twisted Tea, and something that I did mention, I think, during the pre-show.
Now, this is very important for you to understand.
Yes. When I told all of you that Erica Dorton and I had had a relationship during our time with Frisco Action Films, I did not mention that we had a son. His name, Dexter Elcott.
Bullshit.
Who said that?
Sorry, I just, you know.
Who said that?
I did. I'm sorry.
What is with you?
I don't know. It's just Dexter Elcott.
That's right. Because people call me Dr. Elcott. I wanted my son to feel some of the power, some of the joy that I feel when I'm addressed as Dr. Elcott. A priesterly. So we named him Dexter Elcott. Doctor and Dexter.
What about it?
Nothing. It was a hard thing for me to believe.
Dexter Elcott, my son. Is the TV on?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, ma'am?
I'm Bobby Dooley. You were interviewing me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Forget about Dexter. We got to get to...
I'm sorry, Ms. Dooley. I was bringing up my son, Dexter Elcott.
Is he legitimate?
No, he's not. His mother and I weren't married.
The boy's a bastard.
Don't use that word.
Well, that's what he is, Ed.
Ah. The boy's a bastard. Dexter Elcott is my son, okay? Let it just, let it slide, man.
We bring on now Bobby Dooley from the Mermaid. You are part of Mermaid Post West Coast 6, and you have, who are the members?
There is myself. There's Karen Buckington. There's Bucky Buckington and Buck Buckington. Those are the daughter, the two sisters, and the mother.
Wait, there's the daughter?
No, there's two sisters and a mother, and then there's me.
So the members of the this West Coast Post of Mermaids, it's just you guys.
Well, no, we're representative of Western Estates. There are others. But the whole reason that I'm on tonight with you, Dr. Elcott, and you, Overlord Grover, is that we are now fluid and fluent in the fluid. When you're fluid and fluent in the fluid, you're a mermaid.
But, you know, you say mermaid. You don't say mermaid.
No, it's the correct pronunciation is mermaid.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do. See?
All right, Bobby. Don't have to get your... Don't have to stick your head up his ass, you know.
I would never do such a thing. Well, but I'm saying that as a mermaid, myself, Karen Buckington, Buck Buckington, and Bucky Buckington.
Who are these people?
They are members of...
They're members of the Mermaid Post. What do you do as mermaids?
One of the things we love to do is to dance and sing. And when you only have a fin, you don't have two legs. Even though we do have... We know that we have two legs, but we just... We wiggle about as if we only have a fin. And we love to sing and love to dance. That's really what it's all about.
Now, I understand you must have some... You must have some music that you like.
We do, yes. We'd like to play it for you now. Here, then, is the theme of our Mermaid Post 6 here on the West Coast. The Buckingtons are high, Karen. Bucky and Buckbo.
I'm Buckbo.
I know you're Buckbo. Do you want to sing?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have three women and one man.
What did I say?
You said you had four women.
Well, it's hard sometimes to...
Love to be the mermaid. When we're out swimming in the ocean, we've got it made. My teeth are bucked, my hands are high. I feel like I could fly high like a sailfish or a mermaid like me.
Has its pluses, all the things you want to dust is, you duck, I'm dust, you're dust to dust.
What a depressing song this is.
Get in there, boy.
No, I'm sorry.
Do you mind?
Sorry.
We gotta start this shit all over again?
Please watch the language.
I'm a mermaid, so are you. What are you gonna do, woo-woo? What are you gonna do about it? When someone sticks their finger in my chest, calls me a mermaid, I get pissed. What are you gonna do, woo-woo, about it? Mermaids are the shit.
Steve?
Mermaids are the shit.
I quit.
Isn't that lovely? What'd you think, Ed?
I don't know.
What does that mean? You don't know.
What does that mean?
I'm just...
Oh, he ran out of twisted tea.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
I'll go get some.
Thank you, Bill.
It's Bud.
So you just got lockjaw when you ran into Twisted Tea, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know what to say.
Well, what did you think of the song?
I thought it was very nice. And I that's all I could think. Oh God, thank God.
Here you go.
God, here's your Twisted Tea. Thank you.
So you were just, you couldn't say a word, Ed, because you didn't have anything to drink? Excuse me.
God damn, Gloria, that was vile.
Don't you look at me and say those words.
Now, we'd like to bring on, so we have Buck Buckington, and let me just...
No, this is... I'm
Well, we can hear there's the air conditioner just kicked in here at Studio 6 on the Space Coast. So you have Karen Buckington.
We have Karen Buckington, Bucky Buckington, and Buck McBuckton. Buck?
Hey, this is Buck McBuckton. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I thought you're not a woman, obviously.
No, I have not.
But you are part of the mermaid troupe. Now, how is it that you're a mermaid?
I've always wanted to be one, and I guess, you know,
are you out?
I just came out.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I came out as a merman on a short summer day. Came out as a merman. Came out to play. I was straight until I put on the fin.
We don't have any time for it.
What?
Yeah, just thank you very much.
What are you doing?
I'm controlling the show is what I'm doing, Bobby, okay? You and your mermaid friends,
bug off.
You'll hear from my attorney.
Well, this was our attempt at funneling, and that is introducing to the main coup, or that is the mainstream, they'll cut the next step, our religious sacrament of twisted tea. I don't know whether or not it is anything that we should allow people to see. I know that I was able to elevate myself, but as you can hear, the air conditioning is kicked on, and it sounds like we've got a construction crew outside.
Yes, what are they doing, bud?
It sounds like they're gonna tear down a wall.
They're going to tear down a wall. All right, so we're going to say goodbye for now. Thank you, Bobby.
Whatever.
Okay, well, God, man.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Elcott and Gloria Grover has been executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved on Podcast One. God, man.
Some people. Get me a twisted tea, will you?
Some people call it. Some call it.